The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown, and among his own kin, and in his own house." And Jesus could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And Jesus was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. What makes a dandelion an ugly pest for an adult lawn owner, but also a golden jewel and a perfect gift for the mother of a young child? At the same time, the same flower can be a pest for one and a gift from another. What is the difference? Simply perspective. The contrast of these two visions is a simple example of differing perspectives. The child and the lawn owner are seeing the dandelion from different vantage points and from different distances, most obviously distances in height. In life, our perspective is constantly changing. Every time we move our eyes, we are changing how we see the world around us and which part of the world that is near. As we gain experience and age, our perspective changes also. To visit a place as an adult where you spent a lot of time as a child challenges your perspective and memory of that place. The place will seem smaller or likely less impressive. The reasons why we look at something will also change our perspective of how we see it. The lawn owner sees the dandelion as work and nuisance, while the child sees it as beauty and as a gift. If a person is looking for their favorite orange candy in the bowl, they will not notice the yellow ones alongside. If someone is sitting in your regular or favorite spot, it may be hard to see the free space available very nearby. Fixed perspectives are what Ezekiel, St. Paul, and Jesus are all encountering in the people that they were sent to in the readings we're given today. The prophet Ezekiel was sent to jar a rebellious people out of the rebellion that they were enjoying so that they could notice the Lord God again and come back to him. St. Paul was constantly engaging with people unwilling or unready to have their perspective altered by the gospel. And his life was at risk because of it. Many times. Jesus gained many followers through his teaching and healing before he returned to his hometown of Nazareth. The people there, most familiar with him, who watched him grow up, were not ready to recognize anything more in him than a local boy, a carpenter, the son of Mary who lives down the street. They were unable or unwilling to allow their familiar perspective to change and to see Jesus in this new light he was presenting to them. Perspectives can be true and honest, or good or holy, but they can also be forced perspectives, or distorted, or incorrect, or evil, or concrete, as in unmoving perspectives. When we become stuck in one way of seeing or thinking, we begin to limit ourselves. If we don't choose to step outside, we may miss a beautiful sunset or the northern lights. If we never ask a question, we cannot learn. If we don't take a walk, we won't know that the horizon moves the same speed that we do. If we do not reach out, we will never connect. If we do not allow someone to be more than we think they are, then for us, they will always seem smaller than they actually are. To be ready to have our own perspectives challenged can be difficult. But with Jesus Christ as our focus, there is always more available than we understand, see, or know. In Jesus as our focus, we can always encounter or see wonder, peace, joy, comfort, truth, life, and hope to a greater degree than we had before. And this is all available through the person of Jesus to a degree that can never be exhausted, because Jesus is God, the source of all these good and true and wonderful things. Are we willing to allow Jesus Christ to broaden our own perspective of Him so we can see Him for who He truly is, our Lord, our Savior, our God? And having said that, on the edge of very disturbing news in our diocese and in our city, in a multitude, innumerable different perspectives on any number of topics, not only can we come to know Christ better by allowing Him to broaden our perspective of Him, we can also open our heart and mind through Him and His grace to be able to see certain issues, certain concerns, certain topics, certain problems in a new perspective, fostered or driven by the grace of God, driven by Jesus Himself, who is the truth. As Catholic Christians, we are driven by the truth and driven by our faith. We know the source of truth in Jesus Christ. We should seek the truth in our belief and in our relationships with one another and in other ways in our life. Jesus, the truth, can set us free. What do we do with the frustrations and angers that we may feel about the recent round of arson and vandalism in the local and Canadian church? What do we do with this frustration? Do we rant? Do we call for vengeance? Do we allow our hearts to be hardened? Do we call for justice? Do we pray for peace? Catholic Christians are not used to being physical targets. We have been offered an opportunity to share the experience of other religious groups or other cultures as the target of anger and hate. We have the opportunity to learn and understand what this feels like, what this does to a community, what this does for division, or the increased challenge of healing and understanding. It makes finding the truth and choosing it more challenging. These occurrences, this recent news, has given us an opportunity as a believing community to have our perspective challenged and perhaps changed. Or, in a different way, it may give us another reason to have our own perspective solidified. What we need to do in whatever way we are looking, in whatever perspective we are seeking, to be able to be led by Christ and the Holy Spirit. Because through Christ and led by the Holy Spirit, we will come to knowledge and wisdom and understanding. We will be given gifts of patience and charity. We will be given perseverance and also fortitude. We will be given the grace to forgive, and we will be led by the truth towards the truth. Let us allow Christ to offer us a new perspective. Not a different one necessarily, but a new one that allows Him to clarify things for us, to shine His light on the situation, on our world, on our needs, so that we may know healing and peace, that we may know an end to violence, that we may know what it is to be children of God and united one with the other.